we always hear him around our house.
I see.
Something I always listen to.
Yeah, I love him. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Student Prince, I think, was part.
Oh, yeah.
One of his Student favorites.
Yeah. There's another one. What was the name of it? Something about an Arab. I don't know, some type of Arabian type.
Yeah, I can't recall what it is now. I think I've heard it though.
Okay, what is your what are your attitudes to language, you know, as to standards of correctness or stylistic variation? Can you give me just kind of a general comment on language itself?
Well, I always tried to speak properly, but I can't say that I have always done so.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you mean?
Mm-hmm. Especially in your job, you have to be able to...
Yes, that's right, you do. Uh-huh. Of course, when I was growing up, there was a lot of country-type talk, you know,
mm-hmm.
and my mother used to deplore people who were saying ain't and can't and words of that type, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so she would always wash her mouth out with soap if we used them too much. You know? So as a result, most of my brothers and sisters that left off a lot of that country type use, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That you have heard in the country.
Yeah. Some like the Jimmy Carter type?
Oh no, he speaks very civilized.
Yeah, he, I don't know, politics. I try to stay away from politics whenever I can.
Well, I don't like to talk about it to people I don't know real well, just my wife and son, the only one I talk politics to.
Mm-hmm.
But I like to keep up with it, see what's going on.
Yeah, I think that convention seemed to be like a big waste of time. I mean, everybody knew what was going to happen. It was like,
yes, it seemed that way, all right, but still have to have some form like that. So
yeah, go through the ritual of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, on the farm, you start work before daylight. You might say you started to work before when?
Before the chickens, get up with the chickens, or before the rooster crows.
Or if you started to work before the sun came up.
Yeah.
Is there a general term for that time of day?
Yeah, that would be a good term for it, huh?
Mm-hmm. But, would you be more apt to say, you know, started work before sunrise or sun up?
Sun up, I think, mostly.
Okay. Then you might say, I saw the sun. What?
I saw it rise.
Okay. Then you might say, yesterday the sun
rose.
Okay. And several times it has
risen.
Okay, sure. Okay, if you worked until the sun went out of sight, you say you worked until?
After sunset.
Okay, sure. If today is Tuesday, then Monday was?
Was yesterday.
Okay.
Of course.
That was
even I know that.
Okay, if somebody came on